You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, Sabbath versus Sunday in the Bible, in the New Testament. Now, I gave you the background in Exodus 20 and Exodus 31 about the Sabbath, and it's a sign and it's a covenant, Genesis 2 when it's created. Let's jump to the New Testament, see what Jesus and his disciples and our Father teach us in the New Testament about the Sabbath. First, let's start with Matthew 24:20, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Now, I covered this a few shows ago in another topic, but these things, they overlap each other. They all mesh together. They all fit together. One cohesive plan and set of instructions from the Bible. If this is talking about the end times, or in some other verses, talking about the end time, the tribulation, the mark of the beast, and the return of Jesus, and we're told not to pray that our flight is not in the winter. Explain to you why. Because it's cold, and older people, younger people, a lot of people can get sick and die from the freeze, and it'd be very miserable even if you were alive. Or on the Sabbath. See, the Sabbath is still in effect in the end times, right before the return of Jesus. God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His Sabbath was created at creation, and it will last for eternity. Three facts. Let's go through three facts. Number one, fact one, Sunday is the first day of the week. Look at a calendar, a dictionary, an encyclopedia, any source you want to choose. And in fact, go ask the Catholics, what day is the first day of the week? They'll tell you. They're the ones, or what became the Catholic Church, are the ones that changed it from Saturday to Sunday. So if you're not a Catholic, I mean, if you're a Catholic, I understand why you'd go to church on Sunday. But if you're not a Catholic, why are you following the Catholics? Why are you obeying the Catholics? I thought you were Protestant, that you were protesting against the Catholic Church. But you're knuckling under and following them. Fact number two, Jesus kept the Sabbath. Luke 4:16 says, so he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, in other words, this is what he did. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Jesus kept the Sabbath. Number three, the Sabbath Jesus kept was the same day of the week that the Jews observed, the seventh day. So why do most people believe that Sunday is the Christian Sabbath? It's not. Saturday is the Christian Sabbath. Sunday is not the Lord's Day. Saturday is. Jesus said that he was the Lord of the Sabbath. That makes Saturday the Lord's Day. That is his day. So what is Sunday then? Well, it was in observance long before Jesus was born. The pagans kept it. It's Satan's day. Learn and embrace it, please. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.